The Josie Show is originally aired live and recorded live in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or redistributed without express permission of the producers.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vacantino is playing that song.
Mega Goodies Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions, presents another episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Mandy Rain. I'm Alan Firestorm along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she's only allowed out of the asylum for 2 hours, Josie Passantino.
Get better and better, Alan. That was hilarious. Very, very nice. I am very, very excited for the show tonight. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in. We have a great show about to happen here. So I am very, very excited for this Josie Show Special Edition episode. We feature Mandy Rain. I know everybody is very, very excited about this, including me, so we are just going to rock out tonight. We're going to play her music along with, of course, our interview, and then we're going to be taking fan call-ins and, fan questions from the chat room. We are very, very much looking forward to this. This is going to be fantastic. So everyone stay tuned for the whole show because we have a lot of things to announce at the end of the show. And, we're going to have a great time. We really, really are. So I see that some of the adjustment levels on my for my mic are going crazy right now. It's a little haunted right now. So excuse me if they're going crazy. who knows what's happening. But I'm very, very excited. All right, so now I wanted to talk a little bit about our 24/7 licensed radio station. You guys could check it out, countryblastradio.com, and you may be listening from there because we stream the Josie Show there as well, so you never know. You might be listening there as well. So all right, so now how about we get with the interview? I'm very, very excited. Everyone, please welcome to the show Mandy Rain. Woohoo!
Hey, how's it going?
It is going great.
Yeah, I love
it's
song.
Going. I am very excited to have you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I am very excited to be able to chat with you. I've been looking forward to having you on the show, and I really just want to get started from the beginning with you, with how music all started. When did this
all start for you?
Yeah.
This all started for me when I was actually about 12 years old. I mean, I was singing and dancing since I was little, but I signed in a canon when I was 12 to a show called Star Camp that was on TurboNick.com, and we had our season finale on Team Nick as well. And then from there, Nick started crafting me, and he was going to do a solo project with me and decided, hey, why not make, a Supergirl group? And so we started that. We did the 2 movies on Nickelodeon. I had the amazing busing to tour China and some over the U.S. And then, we did a clothing line, a book series, a China Island Def Jam. A lot of blessings.
you keep really busy. You do it all.
And I know
acting is obviously a big, big part of your life. That's how you started, and that's how a lot of people know you. What was it like working on Schoolgirls and just acting all around? What was that like for you?
It was a blessing, especially, the star cast that we had, Angie Stone, Soulja Boy, Christina DeBarge, Justin Bieber. I feel like I'm missing one. There were quite a few amazing, people that we were blessed to work with on set. So I think just, my first movie coming out with something like that was pretty amazing. And then I got to work with Quincy Jones, our generation really doesn't know much about him, but he's a legend in the music industry and in the music world. So I get to work with him in Star Camp and Mariah Carey and Nick. So, I mean, I've really been extremely blessed to work and have these people to look up to when it comes to where I want to take my career, and they've been great influences to me.
Absolutely. That must have been so much fun, having, like, guest stars coming on and you're able to, you know, meet them, you know them. Were you nervous at all when they were coming on the set, or were you just like, hello?
You know, I've never really been super nervous around other, like, celebrities. I don't know what it is. It's just, like, I see people, you know, as people. So, and they've accomplished these amazing things. So it's more like an appreciation and, like, you know, looking up to them and going, wow, they've accomplished so much, and I can't wait to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. I bet you got to learn a lot of stuff watching them as well, you know, kind of on set. You were able to see what they would do, and then you were able to kind of, you know, learn and just be around all that positive energy.
Yeah,
awesome.
Of course. You know, you live and you learn, and, you know, watching these people growing up, of course, you know, I've been like, oh, wow, well, you know, I would do that the exact same way, or I would do something a little bit differently. So it's good to, you know, learn from other people growing up, you know, in the industry as well.
Yes, yes. And I see a picture of you with Justin Bieber. All you have to do is really search your name, and it is awesome. I hope everybody checks it out after the show. So, yeah, there is a picture with you and Justin Bieber. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we have quite a few pictures. There's this one video on YouTube, which I always love and love to talk about because, you know, it was in such, like, a young part of his life, and it was such a different time, but it was so the cutest little video he made in my trailer where you can see it on my YouTube page. And he just went in my trailer, asked my mom, hey, can I go in a trailer? And went in there and shot a video and, you know, had some fun and sang a little thing. And it was just cute. It was very sweet.
Yes. Oh, that is very, very cool. And what a great memory, too, to have
yeah,
with
exactly.
you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, I like that. That's really, really neat. And, you know, I know that within acting, you also always have been singing, of course.
Yes.
But do you prefer one over the other, or do you like them both
you know,
equal?
I was asked this question the other day, and I'd have to say, like, if I had to choose one, I would say performing, because performing includes the dancing, the singing, the live aspect of everything. That's probably my favorite part of my job. You know, acting is something that I kind of fell into and was blessed to have the opportunity to do. And I definitely want to do more acting eventually. But, you know, singing and dancing and performing live is my number one for me.
Yeah, that's a great answer, performing. You're an entertainer. So, I mean,
yeah.
Yes. I love that. That's really, 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 really cool. And, you know, I know that, you know, is there plans to, you know, act some more? Would you like to do that? Or would you really want to just stick with your singing? What's been going on with that?
Right.
Any
now,
plans?
The main focus is singing and getting this EP together. I'm releasing an EP in October. We're going to have an exact release date extremely soon. We're releasing the EP in October. I'm releasing my single right now with Kent and Judy on the 16th of this month. It's called Dare to Love. It'll be on iTunes. You'll be able to see it on YouTube. We're going to do an exclusive release through a specific blog that I can't announce yet. And we're also going to be doing a takeover at Dash Radio. So, you know, we have, like, these really amazing things lined up. Of course, yes, I would definitely love to do acting again someday, you know, maybe on the smaller screen, maybe on the big screen. We'll see what, you know, God has planned for me. But right now my main focus is just writing about what I'm going through and sharing it with my fans.
Yes, and we absolutely love your music. We have a couple of your songs tonight that we're going to play during our interview. We have Riot and Dare to Love, like you just mentioned,
yes.
So I'm very excited to be able to play that for everyone.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's going to be great. And, you know, I was wondering, who are some of your heroes in the music world? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
I grew up listening to, I mean, NSYNC, Janet Jackson, Spice Girls, Debbie Gibson was a big one for me. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. Those were some of the bigger ones I looked up to growing up. Jennifer Lopez as well. Just growing up, I listened to them, but I think my two biggest inspirations would probably be I really love Christina's, you know, tone. Her range is crazy good. I'm really obsessed with Jessie J's range. Her range is really magnificent. Like, you know, it's really untouchable. I like Iggy Azalea. I think she's cool. And I really love J-Lo. I love how she, you know, goes about her business, and she's like this, like, super businesswoman, and then she also, like, breaks it down and, like, dances and sings and acts, and, you know, she kind of dabbles in everything, and I love that.
Yes, good answers. And you know, I seen somewhere where you were compared kind of like as a young Britney Spears kind of you know, vibe. What is it like to really be compared and kind of have people think that you are, you know, just love you as much as they love her? I mean, what's that like for you?
You know, I really appreciate that because Britney was such an icon in her day. And if I have, you know, half the success that she had, I think that's, you know, just plenty for me because, you know, she was never known as a singer. And I've, you know, people will go, oh, well, she wasn't known as a singer and or she wasn't a very good singer. And I'm like, guys, she wasn't known as a singer. She was a performer. She was an entertainer. She kept you entertained through a two-hour show, and no one said boo about the fact that she wasn't singing live. So, you know, I think that being compared to, you know, her dance ability and her looks is an amazing compliment. You know, I appreciate that so much. And, you know, like I said, if I have one-fifth of her success, I think I'll be pretty satisfied.
Yes, and you will, because I know a lot of people absolutely love you and your music already. So I mean, it's going to be super great. I could see so many amazing things happening, and I'm a fan, so I'm excited to check it all
out.
Thank you. I follow. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, but don't get me wrong. I mean, it's great to be compared to Britney Spears, but you really do have a style all of your own, and you set your own trends, which I really like. You know, you don't really kind of, you know, go off of another artist. You really have your own style, and it's really neat.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the way that social media has kind of changed things for the music industry, it's kind of anyone's game at this point, and, you know, it's harder, but it's also easier in the sense that, you know, you can kind of be anything you want to be in. You can dabble in R&B a little bit. You could dabble in hip-hop. You could be a pop artist. You could be dance. Like, you know, especially with, you know, one of, like, the later trends, you know, Ariana released Problem, which was more of an R&B hip-hop track, and then she followed up with Break Free, which was a dance track. So the cool thing about the industry now, even though social media kind of made it a little challenging for artists, the cool thing about it now is that, you know, we have the ability to do, you know, a little bit of everything. We have the ability to, you know, be able to connect with our fans on a level that, you know, we couldn't 10 years ago. So, you know, there's great things about it all and there's, you know, bad things. But at the end of the day, it's all about the fans for me, you know, because between Schoolgirls and now, there was a period where I had to wait out contracts and I was figuring out on my own, you know, what I wanted to be and where I wanted to go with my music and, you know, how I wanted to bring it older a little bit, and I wanted to bring it to that next level, but I didn't want to upset my younger fans, and I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want the parents to be like, oh, my gosh, well, my daughter loves her, but she can't listen to her music. So, you know, finding that happy medium has definitely been a challenge for me, and I appreciate that all my fans have, you know, held on and, you know, are up to this point, like, wanting to hear the music and are dying to hear the EP. So that's exciting to me.
Yes, yes. And, you know, a lot of people, that's what I think is really great about you is because you're able to hold, you know, everybody. Because, I mean, everybody, you know, can listen to your music. There's no, like, cuss words or anything crazy happening within your music. Everybody can really enjoy it, which is what I love.
I'm a Christian girl, so, you know, I try to keep it as clean and PG as possible. Obviously, you know, I with the way that society is, you know, you kind of have to take it to that next level sometimes, but I make sure that I don't cross lines, especially in my personal life and especially with my family. You know, I'm a family girl. I go to church every Sunday. You know, I'm extremely close with my friends, you know, the good people. So that's, you know, that's where my foundation is built off of.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you mentioned a little bit before about your EP, I seen on pledgemusic.com, which I think is really, really neat because, you know, your fans could really feel involved with your EP coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about your EP and kind of what the sound will be?
Pledge Music is really cool. I really fell in love with the concept just because, you know, Kickstarter and Indiegogo approached me about, you know, doing projects with them, and I didn't like that because, you know, if the goal isn't reached or, you know, whatever, then the fans don't get the EP. So the cool thing that I really liked about this was that no matter what, the EP is going to come out and the EP is going to get to them. We're about 50% to our goal so far, and so that's really exciting. But the cool thing about Pledge Music is that they get to – it's more like a store where they get to get these exclusive bits of content, and at the same time, it's, you know, it's helping fund the EP as well. So that's pretty cool to me. And also, there's, you know, all these exclusives that aren't going to ever be out again, you know, after this. So that's really cool to me as well.
It's really cool. I mean, because I've seen there was, like, you know, be able to Skype call with y'all and spend a day with y'all. And there's so many amazing other, you know, opportunities that they can do, you know, for it. I mean, it's really, really neat. There's so many.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So awesome. And that is, can you give the link out for everybody, your pledge website?
Yes, it is pledgemusic.com/project/Mandy Rain.
Perfect. Check it out, everybody, and check out all of the, you know, all of the ways you can really get involved, and it's really neat because, there, like I said, there's like Skype calls and all that, so it's really cool. Check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And now I'm very excited to hear you. I'm very excited to play your next song. We have your song Riot, which has been doing so well, and I know people could check it out exclusively on Vevo. Can you tell us about that? Ooh, hello, did we lose you?
Sorry, one more time?
Oh, sorry. That was funny.
I lost you for a second.
No problem. We're a little haunted. Something's haunted happening because who knows what's going on. But, yes, Riot, we're about to play this song right now. Can you tell us a little bit about what this song means to you? And I know it's exclusively at Vevo right now, so people can check out the music video.
Yeah. It's exclusively at Vevo right now. And then also, you know, when I wrote the song, I was going through a bad breakup, and I was going through a time where I felt really, you know, held back in the relationship that I was in. So I wrote it with Abram Dean and Isaac Hassan, two of my absolute favorites. And I was just like, guys, you know, I'm going through something. I want to write about it. And we just did. And, you know, the video turned out amazing. I loved how it came out. I loved everything. And I'm very happy with it.
I love it. I really do. It's so relatable because I think everybody has been in, you know, a situation like that with a bad breakup, or they know someone that has had a bad breakup. So I think, you know, share it with your friends because it's such a great song. We really love it here.
Yeah.
We do. It's so great. It's so great. So let's play it right now. How about we play Riot and we'll be right back, all right? Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here is Riot by Mandy Rain.
I'm staring at cold walls, head in my hand, crying by myself. They're closing in on me. I gotta break out of prison cell. I was down on triple love, now I'm over that. Can't feel sorry now, I'm fighting.
Like you want it, why don't we start a riot? Go
Yes, and that was Riot by Mandy Rain, and we're back with her right now. Such a fantastic song, and we actually have some comments in the chat room here, or, ooh, compliments happening about the song. So let's see here. Love Cam says, Riot, love this music.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Yes, let's see. Kara Val, I hope I'm saying that correct. She says she has such an amazing, beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Awesome. And you guys can keep on putting, if you guys have any questions, we'll take chat room questions right now, no problem. But I think we have a caller as well, if I'm not mistaken. So let me put on my producer here. Who's calling? From Mandy.
Well, hello. How exciting. We have a caller who has been waiting patiently from before the show even started.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to go. I know. Your fans are so wonderful and dedicated and very sweet. I'm handling the switchboard tonight, and I'm telling you, I'm talking to all kinds of sweet people. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and turn on the mic here for Diana from Minnesota. I know she had a question. Diana, if you're there, you're live on the air with Josie and Mandy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be talking to you. What's your question?
Is there any songs that you'd like to do a cover of?
Any songs I'd like to do a cover of? Oh, my goodness. There's so many out right now. I really want to cover Ariana Grande's Just a Little Bit of Your Heart. That song is beautiful. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Oh, can I ask more questions?
Yeah, you can ask.
You can ask another question.
Okay. Are you like doing anything, like any tours coming up?
You know what? I'm actually doing a show with Kenton Duty tomorrow. It's actually a secret surprise show at an LA event, and I'm really excited about it. There might be some more tour dates coming soon. You guys will know as soon as I know, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diana, for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Diana.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling in to the Josie Show. Oh, that was so cute. Love it.
And all my fans are made. It's so sweet.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what I really think is so great about you is because you are so dedicated to your fans and so great with them. I mean, on Twitter, you talk with your fans all the time, and I think that is probably the coolest thing because there's some artists, you know, that have, you know, either their management respond for them or, you know, they're not able to, you know, message all of their fans. I think that's really,
yeah,
really cool that
you
take the time.
And that's going to be me, like, for life, just because, like, my fans have been so amazing, and I don't see any reason why I can't take, you know, I mean, everyone has 15 minutes a day to answer a couple questions and, you know, make a couple people a day. So, you know, as I get busier, I know it'll be harder and harder, but I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure that I respond to as many people as I can a day and DM people, and because you got to remember where you came from, so.
Yes, yes. I mean, I know it's difficult, definitely, but I think it's really, really cool that you really, you try, you know? You try to respond to everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. And also, for the new fans that just heard us play your song, Riot, where are the best places that we can go and purchase that song, along with all of your other music that you have out right now?
You can go ahead and buy Riot on iTunes. That is the only sale right now, just because, like I said, I took a minute to wait on my contract and to kind of figure out where exactly I wanted to go. So that's the only single that's out. The second single will be out as of the 16th of this month. That's with Kenton Duty, Dare to Love. You can go to Pledge Music and you can pre-order the EP, and then the EP, the full EP with six songs, will be out in October. And you can check everything out on iTunes. Everything's on iTunes or Amazon or anything like that.
Perfect. That makes it easy. You could just go to iTunes and, you know, put it on all of your iDevices, iPad, iPhone, it doesn't matter.
I know.
Makes it easy. I love that. Makes life so much easier. And then when in doubt, Google. Google her name and you'll find everything, you know, just pop up. Easy. Yes. And I think we have another caller here for you, so let's put back our producer here. Who's the next caller?
All right.
All right. Well, I just talked to a lovely young lady. Her name is Ashley, and she's from Pennsylvania. We're going to go ahead and try and put her on here. Ashley, you're live with Mandy Rain and Josie right now. Do you have a question?
Yeah. First of all, hi. I'm really nervous.
Ashley.
I don't know why.
Don't be nervous.
No, because it's like – It's the same because I've been supporting you for, like, the past 4 years. And I tell you this every time. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I love this girl so much, and I've been supporting her for the past 4 years. You've, like, it's been a long time since school, girl.
You make
I remember.
Me so happy. I appreciate that.
Aw, thank you so much. Well, thank you for inspiring me because I know I told you, like, all my music troubles and everything like that. Hopefully you still remember that. I don't know if you do, but, yeah. Anyway. My question is, I know you worked with Tiffany Dunn, I love her, by the way, and Brandon Burnett, I love him as well. What's it like working, what was it like working with Brandon on the writing process of Riot, and what was it like working with Tiffany, well, just being friends with her and her having her as your choreographer?
Working with Tiffany Dunn was really fun. She's an amazing choreographer, and she's an amazing dancer, and such a beautiful girl. She was always super intense with the workouts. So I was always dying whenever she would, you know, start a rehearsal with me. She'd be like, all right, 700 sit-ups. And I was like, what? So that was definitely interesting, sit-ups and all the workouts. And then
yeah.
Brandon was amazing to work with as well. He was a sweetheart, and we actually did, we recorded a song together that will not be on the EP, but, you know, maybe we'll release one day. And definitely one of my favorites to date. And writing with him was always really amazing as well. He was kind of, you know, the silent type that was, that would be, like, silent, and then he'd be, like, and, like, come out of nowhere. So, you know, girls are always DMing me how much they love him and how much that we should be together, and I'm like, guys, he's the sweetest thing in the world, but he's like a brother. So, yeah, it was fun working with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so sweet. Oh, my God. Like, I did, like, a whole bunch of stuff for him. I made some for his birthday, and I did a whole bunch of stuff for his video, and he's such a actually,
that's
calling on the phone
because
he's like, he's such an amazing person.
Yeah, and he's definitely, he's a super talented writer. He's a super talented musician. So, you know, I think you've got a unique voice. You've got an amazing personality. And I think, you know, if he continues to keep his head on straight and be sweet to his fans, he's got a bright future.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
Him. He's amazing. But before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything, like for all the advice you've given me in the past, for responding to my messages, my mentions, and everything. Like I said, I've been supporting you for 4 years, and you've been like a huge inspiration, like a huge impact on me from, I think, from 2010 to now. Like, I've known you, like I've known of you since you were like 15. So it's really weird to like sit here and say that I've been supporting someone for 4 years. And it's just insanely crazy because you're giving me, like, amazing advice, and I'm really glad to take it.
You are the sweetest, and I'm so blessed to have you, and there's many years to come. And, you know, the thing is that no matter how many fans I add on, I don't see it as, like, you know, like, I hate when, like, celebrities will tweet, oh, my gosh, 15 million, I'm so excited, you know, and they don't really recognize that there was originally, you know, 10,000, and there was 3,000 people, and there was, you know, 16,000 people and 100,000 people, you know. I know my fans, you know, by name, you know what I mean? So it's like I really make an effort and always will to, you know, even when, you know, there is 15 million one day, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure, you know, everyone feels special. Everyone feels, you know, recognized, because I know it's frustrating for a lot of people to look up to Justin and look up to, you know, these. And I know it's hard for, you know, artists to be able to attach to every fan, but I'm going to do my best.
You don't even need to, like, say anything, because you're just that amazing. You're so sweet. I've talked to you, like, I think 2 times already. You called me on my birthday, and then you called me, like, before. But it was, like, you're just so sweet. I'm really to just have you, like, around, even though you don't know me personally. I'm just glad to, like, have been there and say, like, oh, I knew her, you know, when she was, like, 15, with Jackie Ray and Monica and all this other stuff, but you have to tour in Pennsylvania. Like, I'm telling you, I'm going to be that one person. And, like, hopefully if you do a free meet and greet, I'm going to, like, start singing by, and everyone's going to join in. And it's going to be a magical moment. And you're going to be, like,
so sweet.
So cool.
And
I try to leave.
My DMs are always open, and you can contact me anytime, and I will do my best to respond as much as I can. And thank you so much for calling in. I love you, girl.
I love you. Thank you so much for everything, Mandy.
Yeah, for sure.
Bye.
Thank you, Ashley, for calling in. Bye. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
that is so
amazing.
Awesome.
They're family to me. You know, I find it really hard. That's why I like the name Rainstorms, because it makes it like a base as opposed to just being like, oh, these are my fans. And, you know, I don't see them as fans. I hate that word. I see them as family and friends and, you know, supporters.
Yes, yes. And I know after the show, you know, just so many, maybe new listeners, new fans will definitely want to check you out and see where they can contact you. So can you give out all of your links, all of your social networking sites that you use frequently for people to chat with you?
Yeah, of course. I have twitter.com/realmandyrain. I have instagram.com/themandyrain. My Facebook is facebook.com/themandyrain. My Snapchat, I actually created a fan Snapchat, and I Snapchat back every once in a while to, you know, as many fans as I can, and I do stories, is The Mandy Rain, and my YouTube is Real Mandy Rain. So if you pretty much just type
Perfect.
In Mandy Rain, you'll find me.
Yes. That is easy. I love that. So everyone, please make sure after the show you follow, add, subscribe, all of the above. After the show, make sure. Yes, yes. And then let's see here. I think there are some questions in the chat room that I really want to get to. Let's see. Caravelle says, Mandy, did Malone enjoy Strut Your Mutt this past weekend?
Malone did enjoy Strut Your Mutt this past weekend. It was actually really fun. I'm a part of Best Friends. I'm actually an ambassador of Best Friends Animal Society. I met them through my dog, Malone. I adopted him at their society 2 years ago. And I fell in love with him, you know, instantly. And so I was like, I got to get involved in this organization, and I have to be a part of, you know, spreading awareness about adopting instead of buying dogs, because there's so many dogs that don't have homes. And they had a Strut Your Mutt event this past weekend where they actually premiered a little sneak peek of the Dare to Love music video, which was actually shot at Best Friends Animal Society, the Mission Hills location. And it wasn't supposed to be shot there at first. You know, we were going to shoot a cute love video, me and Kenton, and I'm sure the girl fans would have loved that. But instead, we shot it at the Animal Society. So, you know, I've been close to their organization for a minute now, and I'm blessed to be a part of their family and an ambassador for the organization.
Yes, I love that. I think that is so, so important. And I actually seen on your pledge site that you give a percentage to Best Friends. So there's another reason.
Yeah,
that's another big
too.
Reason. Yes, yes. So that's another great, great reason. I think that is fantastic. I am such a dog person. So when I seen the pictures, I was like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, all the dogs, the cats, at some of the other locations, they have, like, horses, they have pigs, they have, I mean, you wouldn't believe the kind of animals that are given up for adoption. My dog, Malone, is, like, one of the biggest lights in my life, and, you know, he's got the most adorable little underbite, and every day I ask myself how anyone ever, you know, got rid of him or ever put him out on the street, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Such a huge, huge cause, and, you know, everyone, please make sure you check it out. I mean, Best Friends, and it's a no-kill animal shelter, and so please make sure you guys all check them out as well. And so are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works, writing? What's been up with that?
I've been writing a lot. I've been writing for other artists. I've been writing for myself. I've had the blessing to write for a couple really major artists, and, you know, there's always, like, a lot that goes into the process of writing a song. It's not just, like, you write a song, you send it to, you know, Jesse McCartney, and he cuts it and puts it out. It's very complex, and there's so many steps it has to go through. But just even being contacted by, you know, a couple major artists, you know, teams to write a song for them has been an amazing blessing for me. And, you know, we're working our way through the publishing side of things. But on the other side of that, you know, I have the amazing opportunity to work with these great, massive writers and learned a lot about writing. I've only been writing for about 7-8 months now, and I've had the blessing of being trained under, you know, Isaac Hassan, who has written for Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez and Rachel Crowe and, you know, all these Hotel Wright, all these amazing people. And I've had the blessing of working underneath him, so he's really taught me well, as well as Abram Dean, who's a massive songwriter as well, and my amazing manager, Jeff Gordon. You know, they've really all, you know, made this happen for me. Other than that, I'm, you know, working with a couple corporations that that I can't tell you about yet, but will be launched in 2015, and I'm excited. You know, there's a possible tour in being talked about right now. We're feeling it out right now and seeing where it goes, you know, the different audiences and different locations. So we're kind of working that out right now. And as soon as I have more information about that, I'm obviously going to tweet about it and let my fans know. I want them to be the first to know. That's what's in the works right now.
Yes, well, that is very exciting. I am super excited for everything that you have going coming up. And congratulations with all of your endeavors and your future endeavors.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And there is actually another question here from Love Cams. Asks, are you confident with your own project, the new EP? Oh, good question.
I am. I'm actually really excited about it. The EP is going to be called Riot, and all of the songs on it really represent different times of my life. The only song that I didn't write, well, I shouldn't really say the name of it, even though there's a little clip of it on my Pledge music page, actually. So if you pledge, you can hear, like, a tiny little three-second snippet of the one song that I wasn't a part of the writing process on. I just loved the song so much that I had to cut it. But every other song I wrote myself. So, you know, it's really a representation of the past few years of my life, what I've been going through with relationships, to, you know, business relationships, to my family and friends, and, you know, all different kinds of chapters of me. And I can't wait to release new music after this, because, you know, I'm really going to share a lot more of my life and unfold more about who I am. So, I'm extremely confident about the EP. And the song with Tension that I did was so much fun to write, and he's been such a big light in my life for years. You know, we've been best friends since I was about 12, since we used to hang out a lot with R5. We would have, like, you know, that's how we originally met. And since then, we've just gotten closer and closer, and our relationship has grown into something amazing. I'm so blessed to have him in my life.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I wanted to also ask you, because, I mean, as you mentioned, of course, you're a songwriter. What is your songwriting process? Do you, you know, kind of get the music down first? Or, I mean, obviously you write from what you know. I mean, you write from the heart, you know, kind of relatable material. But how does that process go for you? Do you get a tune and then you come up with the words, or does it just pop up in your head? How does that work for you?
You know, it varies. It really varies. Sometimes, like, I'll say something, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a great hook. Or, like, my manager, this would be a great hook. Write it down. Or, you know, sometimes it's, you know, a melody first, and then from there we put a concept behind it. But usually it's kind of like, you know, I'll hear a song, and I'll go, oh, wow, I have a great concept for this song. And it kind of just depends. It's all inspired by, you know, what's around me in my life. And sometimes, like, a sign I'll see on the side of the street. Sometimes it's something my mom says. Sometimes it's something that, you know, a guy in my world will say, or my brother, or a friend, or, you know, it's always, you know, inspired by something amazing. So I'm glad to have all of the inspirations in my life.
Yes, and you never know when that stuff could pop up. I mean, that's really,
yeah,
really
sometimes
cool.
The, sometimes a hit
know.
Record is, like, the most random thing you've ever thought of. Like, I mean, like, singing in the shower, that, you know, that song was just so unique, and it was just such, like, a random concept, you know, so catchy.
Yes, that is funny. I mean, you never know when it'll pop up. In the shower, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
exactly.
matter. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I am very excited to play your next song that we have that's going to be released very, very soon, called Dare to Love. So how about we play that right now for everybody, all right?
Awesome.
Let's do it. Awesome, awesome. And we will be right back. Here we go. Dare to Love by Mandy Rain. We'll be right back with Mandy in a moment.
Let me in, without your love, I'm drowning. Keep reaching out, but I can't reach you. I need it to be more. You built a wall that I can tear down. You never fly, stuck here on the ground. So tell me how we can dig deeper. I need this to be more. Why you hiding? I don't know what you're running.
Love by Mandy Rae. Now, I have to say, this song, when you hear it once, it can get stuck in your head. Like, it is so catchy. I love it.
Yeah, it's really catchy. Ken and I think we did a pretty good job on it, and Isaac as well. He was right on it as well.
Yes, it is so amazing, and the lyrics, it's just so well written, and just the music is just, like, there. It's, like,
yeah,
it's incredible.
You know, it's a song that is about daring someone to go into something, because, you know, love is a scary thing, and any relationship at all, you know, that you have to really, you know, try at, it's going to be scary, and it's going to be hard, and there's going to be ups, and there's going to be downs, but it's about daring that person to just go for it and fall in love with you and trust you with, you know, their heart and, you know, open up and, you know, let them in.
It's amazing. It's such a great song. When it's released, I definitely have to buy it and just blast it everywhere I go because it's so good. Love it.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. And now I think we have another caller here. So how about we get my producer back on? What is going on with that? Yes.
All right. Now I'm working the switchboard. Okay. So I have got a delightful young lady on the phone. Her name is Brianna, and she is from Ohio. So let's go ahead and turn her little light on here. Brianna, you're on the line with Mandy Rae and Josie.
Hi.
Brianna.
Woo.
Hi, Brianna.
Oh, it's pronounced Brianna.
Brianna. Hey, Brianna.
Hi. I have a question.
Sure. What's that?
What's your favorite song at the moment?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have to go to my iTunes library because I don't even – I really like Somebody to You by The Vamps. I know I'm kind of late on that one, but I really like it. And I like It Was Always You by Maroon 5, Animals. I like Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer and Pretend by Tinashe. I have a really weird, like, range of, like, music. Like, I like The Weeknd, then I like Tinashe, then I like 5 Seconds of Summer. Then sometimes I like to listen to Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. Like, I have such a weird range of music that I like.
I love all those songs. I bought all of them, too.
Oh, my goodness. Twins.
Do you have an upcoming tour coming, or has it already started?
It has not already started. We're in the talks of it right now of figuring out, you know, what cities are going to be best to go to just because, you know, it's a process, but as soon as I have tour dates for you guys, I'm going to be releasing them as soon as I can.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. And I wanted to also bring up some fun questions because I just love my fun questions. The first one here is, who have you met that has just made the biggest impression on you in your career? Is there someone that just made the biggest impression and just gave you the best advice? Who would you say?
I would have to say that my mother has been the biggest constant in my career just because, and my dad, you know, my dad was that guy that was, like, always pushing and was like, you know, even when me and my mom got down about, like, you know, whatever I was going through, my dad was like, nope, this is what she is supposed to do. So he was that guy. Mm-hmm. He's always been that guy for me. And then my mom has always been the woman that's like, nope, you are not wearing that girl. You would think it would be my dad because, you know, he's a man. But no, actually it's my mom. She's like, no, that's too sexy. Or she'll be like, you know, you will sweet every person back. You will, and, you know, you will shake every hand. You will have compassion. You will not, you know, cuss in songs. You will not get naked on stage. You know, that's my mom. So I think those two people have been the strongest. And my brother, of course. He's like my support system. But, you know, and my manager, Jeff Gordon, of course. But, you know, these core group of people really have kept me where I am and level-headed and kept everything on track and make me look good.
Right. You need that kind of advice and, you know, someone to be like, hey, now, don't be doing that. You need
that. Yeah, exactly. They're the people that make me look good even when, like, you know, it's an off day. They're like, they get everything together and hold me up, so I appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's see here. There's another question in the chat room. Caravel says, what is your favorite Debbie Gibson song?
Ooh, probably Lost in Your Eyes. That's my favorite. I loved watching her perform that and the passion behind, you know, in her eyes and behind the performance. Or Shake Your Love. That was a fun one, too. I'm, like, a super Debbie fan just because my mom was a super fan of her growing up. she grew up with her, so I grew up with her, and I actually am extremely blessed because my manager is extremely close with her manager, and we might be meeting when she's in L.A. sometime, so I probably might panic and pee my pants, but it's going to be all right because I'll wear a diaper or something. I don't really know.
Yes. That's all you need to do. Come on. There is no shame. There is no shame
exactly.
in that. Oh, that is awesome. Well, when you meet her, make sure you take tons of pictures.
Oh, no, we're definitely taking selfies together. It's going to happen.
Yes. Do it. Oh, I love that. And, you know, I want to play the third song that we have here. So we have Something Like a Party, and then we will be right back, all right? I'm excited to play this
right.
one. Let's do it. Something Like a Party. So everyone move out your furniture and let's party. Let's dance. Come on. Here is Something Like a Party by Mandy Rain. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Worldwide! Love it! G-Production!
And that was Something Like a Party by Mandy Rayner. We're back with her right now. And another question here in the chat room. Let's see here. Love Cam says, when will you be touching Brazilian soil? When will you be in Brazil?
I'm going to say probably not this year. Sorry. But maybe towards the end of 2015. It all depends on, you know, how things go. You know, the sooner that things blow up massively, the sooner I get to go over there. So the more friends you send it to, the more people that download Riot and there and share that with their friends and their friends share it with their friends, the sooner I can tour and the sooner I can be, you know, in all these places.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We ran out of time, but it was a pleasure, and we'd love to have you back on anytime. Right?
Oh, of course. Thank you. I'm down to come back anytime, and I appreciate you. And also, anyone that didn't get to speak to me on the phone or that still wants to chat, you can go ahead and DM me on Twitter, and I will make sure I answer you guys.
Absolutely. Do it, everyone. Make sure you follow and chat. Oh, I love it. Thank you so, so much, Mandy, and we'll talk again real soon, all right?
Okay. Well. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Mandy Rayner, everybody. She is fantastic and so great with her fans, so please make sure you chat with her on Twitter. And she will definitely, she definitely will chat because she is so fantastic with all of her fans. And so please make sure you check out her Twitter at twitter.com/realmandyrain. And so make sure you do that after the show. And so thank you all so, so much for tuning in to the Josie Show special edition. We really appreciate everyone who called in or used the chat room or
hey, Josie.
Listening on the phone line. Yes, Alan.
Hello. How long until you have to be returned to the asylum?
Funny. So, God, I love it. No. So I am just very, very, you know, thankful that all of you guys tuned in. So we will chat with you guys. Let's see here. Friday. Yeah, we will be live on Friday with four guests. So it's going to be a packed show. So make sure you guys tune in this Friday to The Josie Show. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in once again to The Josie Show special edition. Chat with you guys again soon. Good night, everybody. Mwah!